Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah.
We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters.
This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit.
Tully, this is a very special episode because it's your maternity leave episode.
Yes. Jokes, I might cry.
Really?
Yes. Oh my God, I think. Oh, yes, it is my. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Okay, stop. Woof. Okay,
why?
Yes.
Why are you crying?
Because it's like a new chapter of my life. Oh my God, I actually am going to cry. Oh my God. No, because I'm so excited, but it's like a new chapter of my life. And when I re-listen to this episode, I will have a baby in my arms. That's weird.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh my God, I didn't think I was going to get emotional.
I keep trying to picture that moment when I first meet her, and I don't know how
I don't know either. I don't know what she's going to look like. It's the weirdest thing, and I'm so excited. I'm like a little bit terrified.
Talk to us, because like I still have this to go through in my life. Why are you terrified?
I'm not terrified of the actual like birth. Like I'm not scared of the hospital. I'm not scared of that. I'm just so terrified that I'm going to have to look after a human for the rest of my life. But it's not like I'm not like, it's a funny terrified. It's like I literally am responsible for a human for the rest of my life. Because I know how much I rely on my parents and how my parents always say, like, every single day we worry about you two girls, even though we're in our 30s. I'm going to be like that for the rest of my life. That's terrifying.
I had a coffee with a friend this morning and she said, having young kids was so easy. She's got a 12-year-old boy and she's like, it's just getting harder.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, and that's to me, that is like a little bit scary and terrifying. But it's also so exciting. Like I even had my niece over this morning because they go to a kinder on a Wednesday and she didn't feel very well. So my sister had to make the decision. Mm. One had to go to kinder. They're twins. One had to go to kinder and one had to stay. My sister had an appointment to go to. And I was like looking at her and I'm like, fuck, I love you so much. Like I've never loved anyone that much in my whole entire life. And you'll understand, you've got nieces and nephews. And then I'm like, fuck, in like 2.5 weeks time, I'm going to love someone 10 times that. And it's going to be like someone that I created. I was like, life is so weird. Like I always imagined myself being a mum and having kids, but it's like real, like it's happening in like less than like 2 weeks. It's weird.
You're prepared though.
I'm fully prepared, but I think it's one of those things that growing up or, you know, whenever or when you're in your 20s, 30s, whatever, you always want to have kids and know, but there could be, it might not happen.
Hmm.
And I'm like, fuck, like it's actually happening. Like it's weird. It's just kind of hit me that I'm like, whoa, I'm having a kid.
If you look at it with that attitude then aren't you thinking, fuck, how lucky am I?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like every day I'm like pinch myself and I say to Damien all the time, I'm like, we are so lucky. Like so lucky. It's a surreal feeling. I can't even explain it. It's weird. So that is happening. And like I said, I'm not nervous about birth. Although having said that, we had the discussion. So I'm booked in. Ready for a cesarean. I know what day I'm going in. It's all locked in. But I was thinking about it a week ago and I know we discussed this yesterday or the day before. I think we did, yeah. Oh my God, see, I'm losing my breath already. No, I was thinking about it the other day. I went to bed and I'm like, oh my God, the night before, because I'm going in the morning, so I have to get up have to be at the hospital at 7 and I'm going into theatre at 9. The night before this is all happening, I generally don't think I'm going to be able to sleep.
And what did I say to you?
I hope she comes early. And I am such a control freak. I've planned my whole life around her coming on this day. And I know things can change, but kind of now I'm like, can you please just come early? Like, even if it's a couple of days, a day early. Like, I kind of am hoping she does.
I hope so for your sake too, because you're quite an anxious person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already thinking of the night before, thinking that you're not going to sleep.
I know. I said, manifesting not being able to sleep.
I said to you, take a sleeping tablet. You've got these ones for pregnant women mm-hmm. that you can take. And then I was like, oh no, I actually hope you're lying in bed and your waters break. I genuinely, for your own sake and your own sanity.
Yeah.
I hope your waters break.
I hope so too. Like,
oh my God, you need to put towels down everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. No, but I'm being serious.
I know.
If you.
Can your waters break if you haven't been having contractions?
Yes. Oh. 100%. But I remember when my sister was having her baby, she had. If your waters break in your car's fucked.
Yeah, I've heard that. But then I've had friends that their waters break and they were like, it wasn't bad.
In their car?
On their bed, on their couch.
No, apparently the smell and that, it is.
Oh, I had a friend the other day and they were like, oh no, it wasn't that bad. I said that. Anyway, who knows? I will be conscious and I'll fucking get tarp or something from Bunnings and put it in my car.
No, but seriously, do.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of hope she does come early because the anxiety of the night before is already stressing me out.
Mm.
And that was the whole point of booking it in, so I didn't feel stressed. But yeah, it's exciting.
How do you feel about work? Because everyone keeps asking me about Tully and work and how are you going to go, Sarah? I'm like, oh, I'm not popping out a kid. I'll be fine.
Oh, do you know what and I know everyone means well and it's like I know everyone means well and I don't know what I'm in for. So maybe I am being the idiot. I don't know. But if one more person says to me, you need to slow down. I have slowed down 100%. Yes, I'm here recording today and I was here yesterday or whatever. I have slowed down. Like, I'm not getting up early like I used to. Once I finish doing what I do, I literally sit in bed all day and don't do anything. I have slowed down. But yes, I am still working here. And well, yes, I'm still working. But it's really frustrating when you generally, like, I feel fine. Like, I feel good. I'm just tired at the end of the day. And I said this, we had a therapy session the other day. I feel like by everyone coming at me, you need to rest. I feel like I'm already starting to lose my Tully identity by everyone trying to push me to do something I'm not ready for. Mm-hmm. I don't want to slow. Like, I know when I'm pretty in tune with my body. Like, I know I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, should I go for a walk? I'm like, no, I'm too fucking tired. Like, I actually generally can't. It's just, I feel like I'm losing my identity as Tully to this mum already and I haven't even had her.
But for a little while you will.
No, I know. And I want to try and work hard not to lose my identity. And I suppose the first couple, again, I haven't had a kid. I don't know. And maybe a mum's listening to this and laughing. Like, I don't know. But I don't want to lose my identity. And maybe the first couple of months I will. But I really want to be conscious of it because I already know it's making me feel a certain way now and I don't want to feel like that.
So you're resisting?
Having a break?
Yep.
Maybe.
Mm.
But I generally feel fine. Like we're recording today and then we've got a big day in a couple of days, like after the Easter long weekend that I have to be here and then I'm kind of done.
Clocking off.
Just working from home. What I need to do, what needs to get done, I'll do for that first whatever. But like I've said to Sarah, I'm like, I'm not fucking going to a country where there's no Wi-Fi. Like, I'm still here. So you can still message me and ask me questions.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And that's what I want people to hear is, and I don't want you to feel like you need to be on comms. And I told you this.
Yeah.
I want you to soak up every little minute of you and this little one. You're like, what am I going to do? I said, I don't care, Tully. I don't care if you stare at her all day. I don't want you sitting there thinking, I have to check my emails.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be like checking my emails like every fucking minute of the day. No way. But I still want to be like across everything. Like even if I just skim emails or skimming messages, I still want to be like.
What if you don't have time?
Well, I don't have time. But again, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I don't know. I spoke to someone the other day, like Mia Plekic, who is doing work life, mum life. And she's like, I am so responsive on emails from like 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That's when I get my shit done because I'm feeding and stuff. And then
That week.
Yeah, it was that week. But things are going to change, I know. But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I actually don't know. So I'll see what happens. And then it's hard when you run businesses. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, I say this to everyone. They're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm really lucky that I have a business partner. Like, if you didn't have a business partner, you'd be fucked. Like, you'll have your time one time when you might have a kid or you might go on a 6-week fucking holiday because you're having a mentee bee. I don't know. I don't know. But you'll have your time when I'll have to step up. Like, I think that's a beauty of having a business partner in a way.
Yep.
It might not be fun when you're in it, but
it's not forever.
It's not forever. It's just a season. It's a chapter. And I know, like, I've told Sarah, I'm like, you have to take time off, like, June, July, like, we'll take in turns. Like, and what needs to be done that I can do, I will do. You need that time for you. It's just a different
chapter. Time.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'll be doing solo girl trip Euro. You'll be in the trenches.
I'll be like fucking changing a nappy, trying to pack orders, do things. But that's just a chapter of my life and you just have to do it. And I think that's the beauty of having business partners or business partner that you like that. I don't know. Is that why you have like it's – we're lucky.
We are lucky.
Yeah. So I'm not stressed about not working. I'm not stressed about having time off. I do want to be like – still involved in things because I don't want to lose my identity of who I am.
What do you mean lose your identity of who you are? You've said it so many times.
I already like in the Solomon session we had, I mentioned everyone like telling me, oh, you're not going to have time to do this or already telling me like when I have the baby, what's going to happen. And I'm like.
But why, how's that your identity?
Because I feel like by people telling me all the time, I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't know how to explain it, but they're telling me what mum life is going to be like. So I'm already like, and maybe it's me thinking too much into it and presuming and assuming and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like it's like their stories or their experiences, they're trying to pin it to me what their life was like and I'm already starting to like lose who I am. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe losing identity is the wrong way to put it, but I'm just like people's opinions and experiences onto me about how they think my life is going to be when I have
as
her.
A it's parent frustrating. Now.
Yeah. Mm. And like I said, mums or parents will be listening to this and like laughing, thinking, oh, you've got no idea. But every child is different. Every household is different. So I'm getting – that's the frustrating part is like people already telling me how they think my life is going to be like. And subconsciously, I suppose you are like sinking – like, I don't know, like thinking
– do you believe what they're saying is true? Subconsciously?
Yeah, I think subconsciously – yeah, I probably am. Mm. Even though, like I said, I don't know what my baby is going to be like. I don't know how much help I'm going to have. I don't know – how many days a week Damien's going to be home to help. Like, I don't know all these things. Mm. So maybe I am believing what they're saying and then it's making me a little bit frustrated.
Are you frustrated because you have to sacrifice so much?
Nah, I'm actually excited to sacrifice things. Sounds really weird, but I am such a control freak that it's kind of got me a little bit excited that I won't have – it's a challenge. Again, it's a new chapter. I'm so used to getting up in the morning and going to Pilates and that's a control thing for me. Well, not a control thing, but yes, in a way. I'm so used to doing certain things that I'm kind of excited to sacrifice things that I love and that I probably control too much for someone that I'm like obsessed with. like love. So like I was talking about it to a friend the other day and she, oh, I can say who it is, Tara. Mm-hmm. She does some of my acupuncture sometimes for my carpal tunnel. And she was like, when you have a baby, like some like things that you used to worry about, like your body image or just things you used to worry about, you do not give a shit. I'm like, I have been waiting my whole fucking life to feel that.
Even at this age, before you fell pregnant, you still felt still that pressure?
Still feel pressure, yeah. Did I feel you? Like once you've got an eating disorder, it's always with you. In some ways, I know how to control it, but I think in some ways it's always part of you. I've spoken about that before.
So then do you think if you say it's always going to be part of you, are you worried about post-pregnancy?
No. Nah, I'm not worried about post-pregnancy.
So then it can't always be a part of you?
No, but I have days where I will like I'll worry. Like I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't eat that because I'm not exercising.
Mm.
So I'm not worried about postpartum because I generally like I haven't really – I don't feel like I haven't really put on much weight anyway in pregnancy, so I'm not worried about that. I think if I had to put on more weight or maybe I was – I saw someone the other day that had something where she couldn't exercise. Or Michelle Battersby mm-hmm. had something wrong with her pelvis and couldn't exercise. If that happened to me and I couldn't move throughout my whole pregnancy, I probably would be worried. So yes, it's still a part of me. But when Tara was telling me, she was like, things that you used to worry about, you just don't worry about. And I'm like, fuck, I'm such a worrywart and such an anxious person. I cannot wait for that.
So but your worry is just going to be on something else now.
I know, which is funny. But like sacrificing my lifestyle and life kind of excites me in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have like this little person to like worry about. I'm probably not number one anymore.
Not probably. You never. Yeah. You aren't.
I'm not number one. And I feel like I'm probably a selfish person in a way. Not in like a mean way, just like.
Do what you want when you want.
Exactly. Independent, selfish. So when I have this little human, I'm like, fuck, you're number one now, not me. I shouldn't say that because Solomon would be like, no, you're number one because you are the mother, which I understand too. But I think it's just like, yeah, kind of excited to sacrifice.
Have you already thought about how you want to be as a parent?
No. Or like, yeah, okay, no. But yes, like as a parent, there's things that I probably lacked growing up from my parents. Not that they didn't love me or anything, but things that I would love to implement into my daughter's life. Like I really want to teach her positive language, positive affirmations, like trying to teach her how to be mindful, like all those things that helped me through my recovery of eating disorder or even now. I never learned that as a kid, but I don't think many of us did learn that back in our day and age, I don't think. Welcome back to Chemist Warehouse Picks of the Week.
Telly Louise, get excited.
I'm so excited. So this brand is brand spanking new at Chemist Warehouse. What do we have?
NYX is now available at Chemist Warehouse, the cult favorite NYX makeup company.
Absolutely. Now, I've seen these blow up on TikTok for affordable makeup. So we have some Duck Plump, which we all know that is going to plump up the lips.
Juicy.
Yeah. I have the Fat Oil. Lip gloss.
Mm-hmm. So you've got lip gloss, you've got lip balms, and you have the cult favorite setting spray.
Absolutely. So there's a whole bunch of cosmetics that you can get from NYX, but these are the favorites that we have today. And guess what, Sarah?
Well, I know what it is.
Okay, and well, I'm going to tell you because I'm so excited. So from the 11th of April to the 24th of April, this whole NYX range is 50% off, available at Chemist Warehouse as the first promo ever.
I know where I'm going.
Absolutely. So you can get all your NYX cosmetics from Chemist Warehouse right now.
Thank God. Let's go.
Ciao.
Last night I was at my brother's house and I was standing next to Macy hugging her and I was like, are you beautiful? And she nodded her head. And then I was like, are you smart? Smart? And she shook her head and that broke my heart. I was like, what? I said, are you smart? And she shook her head.
Oh, no.
And so boy for the next 5 minutes was I standing next to her going, I am smart, making her repeat it, I'm kind. And then I went around the whole family. I said, what else has everyone got to say about Macy?
Yeah. And that's exactly how I would love to parent because I never really had that growing up. And like I said, I don't think, well, maybe there were some families, but I definitely didn't have it. I really want to teach more positive language and positive energy and just that kind of stuff with our child. But like parenting wise, I don't know, like I haven't even read any books or listened to any podcasts. Like I am going to try and not get angry and reactive. I know some parent, like some friends or relations or whatever that get very reactive because they're frustrated. I want to try not to do that. I feel like that aggravates the child even more and they play up even more from what I've seen. So, but no, I'm not really that sure. There's things that I want to implement into her life, 100%, but parenting-wise, I'm not really sure.
Have you censored yourself along your pregnancy, like not shared it as much with your social media? I feel like I'm fucking interviewing you.
No, you kind of are. Yes.
Why? Why do you censor yourself?
Because some people at the start, I had some people, again, opinions, just silly things like I'd go get my nails done and someone would message me and say that I'm poisoning my baby already and she's not even alive. Like I would get messages like that and it's just people's opinions or they're triggered or I don't know, maybe they can't. I don't know why they're being like that. Obviously, they are triggered. But I was getting messages like that or like, you know, just silly things that I was like, oh, not that that's silly because I think that's quite, I think that's bullying. You shouldn't write that to someone on Instagram. You shouldn't say that in general. Like if you think it, then maybe just walk off. Don't, because what if generally something happened in like a month's time and then I'm like, oh, maybe, I don't know. It's just not nice. So yes, I did because I didn't like people's opinions and people can be funny on Instagram. Like they actually can because they're talking from their experience.
Even being around you when people ask you, are you, how are you giving birth? What are you doing? Like making assumptions about post-birth. And I'm like, fuck, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting. Like there is a lot of pressure, like how you're giving birth. The one other thing is like fucking breastfeeding and bottle feeding. Like there's so many.
There's judgment.
Yeah. And I have, like, even I remember I said to someone, oh, no, I think I'm going to bottle feed. And they're like, oh, why would you do that? You're already poisoning your child. And I'm like, fuck's sake. I was fucking, I was formula fed. I'm fine. Like, don't you just want your child to be able to eat or drink whatever they actually can? Like, some kids or some females don't produce milk and they can't feed their kids. Like, I just want to make sure my child is healthy. So, like, I've had a few people say that. Again, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to wing it. If it happens, happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's going to be formula there. I will try. But yeah, people are really funny. Like it's some people also who haven't had kids are very opinionative. And I'm like, it's kind of a bit unfair, isn't it?
I hope that's not me.
No. But just, I think if you haven't had kids, like, I mean, even if you have had kids, like keep your opinions to yourself. It's not like…
People love throwing around opinions.
Yeah, they actually do. And it's not just when you're pregnant. It's just in general.
Do you feel like
you… She just kicked.
Oh. Do you feel that you lived your pre-motherhood life well?
Yeah. I've had a good life. I'm glad I waited now until I had a kid. 100%. Is that what your question is?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. I always wanted kids young, but now that I'm 35 and I'm pregnant, I'm like, I had a really good life. Like we have had, like I think about some of the stuff that like Sarah and I have done. I say we have had a good life because I've probably spent majority of the last 10 years with you. Probably. I know I have. But like we've had a really fucking good life. Like sometimes I think of like some of the stuff we've done or where we've been or who we've met and I'm like, fuck.
We've lived a crazy life.
Yeah, like we've met some really, really cool people. Like far out. We went to Coachella and somehow got artist passes and were like backstage with like Gigi Hadid and like Kendall Jenner, like in Post Malone's fucking trailer. Like, I don't know. We've had a really, really fun, good life. And I don't think I missed out on anything. If you had a kid now, do you think you've missed out on things? I think.
Nah, I haven't missed out. Like, at the moment, I would just. There's a few things in business still I want to achieve, but
yeah, same.
I can still achieve those things.
I agree. And same. And like, I think about that, but I'm like, just because I've got a kid doesn't mean I can't achieve these things.
That's so true.
Like, no way. You just because you've like, yeah, your life's going to change a little bit, but doesn't mean you can't still follow your passion and your dreams. Mm. Like, no way. You can still do that shit. So many mums.
I remember I was like, we were mourning your ability to travel freely when we last went to America. I was like, Tully, this is the last time we're ever going to do this. This is like, and you turned to me and you were like, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm still going to come to America with you. I'm still going to do this. I was like, it won't be the same.
It's true. Like, you can still do so many things. And like, even if she has to come with us or she's with Damien, her dad, fuck me, for like a week, 2 weeks, it's fine. Like, I can still do things. It's like, I'm not, I think.
We were driving down the hill one day in LA and we were having this conversation. I was like, yeah, but this is the last time we're going to be driving down this hill, not having to worry if she's got her lunch packed or if Damien's got this in her backpack for school. I was like, it is change.
Yeah. I mean, in that way, yes, it's change, but it's still, you can still do life.
Yeah.
It's just those little worries. I already worry about that shit now just with like my sister's girls or like silly shit. But yeah, it will be different. But I'm so excited. Like if we have to go traveling for work the first like 2 years, I'm sorry, she's going to have to fucking come.
No, you've already said that she has to get a passport ASAP because she's coming on a trip with us.
I'm excited. How cute.
You're getting separate rooms. I am not sleeping with you and a baby.
Yeah, no, but it's it's again, I don't know. I'm not in the trenches yet, so who the fuck knows? But it's exciting.
Anything else about pregnancy you want to talk about?
Or
just like motherhood in general and women in business and parenting?
Yeah, I think there is this like, I don't know, because I feel like I surround myself around a lot of women who are in business or work that have kids. And I feel very lucky to witness that. Like we have a lot of friends who, or connections who are working mums. And I think that's inspiring. I feel like maybe if I stayed in the country and had a kid, it'd be very different. Because I think a lot of my friends or people that I know are stay-at-home mums and it's very different. I think we surround ourselves around a lot of inspirational women who are doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is I feel lucky in that way because I do think there is pressure for a lot of women to have maternity leave and probably feel like they have to go back to work in a way. I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. But I feel very lucky that we have a lot of friends who are doing life and being a mum because it makes me not scared and it inspires me to continue doing what I'm doing. I don't want to be a stay-at-home mum.
Why not?
I've never wanted to be a stay-at-home mum. I saw my mum be a stay-at-home mum and I used to think every day like, fuck, are you bored? Not that she didn't do amazing. Like my mum was a fucking amazing mum. She picked us up every day, made us lunch. Like we were never late. Like we did after school activities. She was like our taxi to whatever we wanted to do. But I remember always thinking, fuck, are you bored? Like what's your purpose? And I suppose that sounds silly because her purpose was being a mum and making sure that we were getting looked after. But for me, I feel like you can have
be a good mum and work.
And have a purpose outside of being a mum. Because I did often think that I was like, what's your purpose? Like, you just stay at home, drop us off, drop us off, get us up, make breakfast, drop us off, go home, maybe do the grocery shopping, watch Days of Our Lives, then pick us up. Like, it's so repetitive.
Clean the house, do your folding, yeah, I know, do your washing.
Like, and I feel bad saying that because I used to say that to my mum's like, are you kidding? Like, I do. And I know, like, she was a house, like, housewife.
Mm.
But I always used to be like, I don't want that.
You aspired to something more. Whereas some women, all they want to do is stay at home.
Absolutely. And that was my mum. Like, my mum, like, yeah. I mean, my mum didn't have to go to work. She was very, we were very lucky that my dad, you know, was the worker, could provide for us. So my mum didn't have to go to work. But yeah, absolutely. My mum wanted that life. Like, I just don't want that.
It's fair.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe for the first few months, yeah, I'll have to be a stay-at-home mom or whatever. But I don't know. I just don't, I've never aspired to be that. Would you want to be a stay-at-home mom?
No.
Nah. Was your mum never worked either?
No.
No. So you had a very similar, I don't, did you ever have those thoughts?
Yeah, but I'm the youngest of four, so it's a very different experience.
True.
Very different experience where I think by the fourth, they're like, I'm over being a parent.
Yeah.
Fend for yourself, or the older kids can help out.
Yeah.
So I had a very different experience.
Yeah. Whereas I'm the elder, so and I'm only family of two, so yeah, I don't know, I kind of felt sorry for mum. She was fine. She was happy. She was, you know, doing her thing, but I don't know, I just didn't want that. So, yeah. And Damon, we've spoken about this before, but Damon's, I'm quite happy to be a stay-at-home dad. You go work. I'm a stay-at-home dad, but we'll both be working. We just have to juggle her. And I mean, I'm lucky I've got family and stuff like that. That, you know, I feel sorry for women that generally don't have any family. Like, I know I haven't birthed this child yet, but I was thinking about the other day and, or even this morning with my sister, I'm like, fuck, my sister's so lucky that like she has help, because there's a lot of women out there that don't have help. And I really, that hurts, because I'm just like, it would be so hard. Like, my sister this morning just simply picked up the phone, can you please have Aria for like 2 hours? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, fuck, what if like there was a mum that doesn't have any family, no help, nothing? Like, it'd be really fucking hard. Mentally.
Happens for a lot of women.
Oh, absolutely. And it really hurt my heart. I was like, oh, that would be really fucking hard.
Mm.
It would be hard. And just think how, like, you know, you hear people always like, make sure you fill up your own cup as a mom. Like, make sure you fill up your own cup. Like, you will be a better parent. How do they fill up their own cup? Like, how? Like, kudos to anyone that, it actually hurts my heart. It really does. Like, I'm very lucky that, you know, Damien might want some days be able to go to work a little bit later so I can go work out, or Damien can come home early so I can go get a bloody massage. Whatever it is, I'm lucky. Or my sister could come and help. But the women that don't have that, I really feel like it hurts. Because we all know how important it is to fill up your cup.
It is. We know that.
Yeah. So it's when you know you're about to become a mum, you think of these things, and I probably never really thought of that before. And I'm sorry to anyone listening that is in that situation, because I've never thought about it until like the last couple of months. I'm like, fuck, they must have it very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you going to fill up your cup? Imagine you're in the middle of the night. She's not sleeping. She's just shat through her clothes. You've had 1 hour sleep. She's not taking the bottle or the boob. How do you think in that situation? How do you?
I know naturally for me, and I said before, I don't want to be that frustrated person. I'll probably get a little bit frustrated, so I have some hiccups. If I was in that situation, if Damien was home, I know that he would probably step in and help, because that was one reason why we were going to bottle feed. Because he wants to be able to help. And I respect that. I was like, I think as dads, there might, I don't know how dads feel, but I could see in a way that maybe they might feel a little detached from their child just because the mum does carry the child, feeds the child. So I know one of Damien's points was, and again, I don't know if I'm bottle feeding, I'm going to wait, but one of his arguments was he would like to help. If she's breastfed, he can't. So I know he would step in a situation like that to try and help. But if he wasn't there, I don't know how I'd fill out my cup. I don't think you can. Do you think you can? I don't know if you can. That's what I'm saying.
It's when you have to ask for help.
In the middle of the night?
Oh, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, I don't generally think as a parent, if you were a mum and you had no other, I don't think you can. During the day, yes. I don't know how.
I think getting, you have to zoom out in that exact moment, be like, is getting frustrated going to help this situation?
Yeah, probably not. I think try and stay calm. I don't know. I'd probably put on like some calm meditation on Spotify and try and like calm her down that would calm me down. But I don't know. Like I said, if Damien was there, I think he would definitely step in. But if you were there by yourself, I'm not sure.
Mm.
It would be very hard. It's so hard.
Tell me when it's happening.
Yeah, well, you'll probably find out because I'll probably like…
have a menti bee.
Yeah, menti bee. But yeah, it's all exciting. We already have the name locked in, which is cute.
How hard did you have to fight for the name?
A little bit hard. When you guys… wait, when's this coming out? No, I won't say it.
Yeah.
No, so I have the name. I had to fight a little bit hard. It's one of those unusual names that you'll either love or hate it, but then you'll just know her as that. So I'm like, whatever. I was never going to have a Jess, an Emily, a Kate.
When mum found out the name, she was like, I love it. Tal wasn't going to have a normal name.
No, and that's what my mum said. My mum was like, you were never going to have a normal name. And I was like, I know. So I had to fight a little bit hard. I had two names. One was Lux, L-U-X, which I love. But Damien… oh,
that's a good one. Do give us names that you were going to use.
Oh, yeah. I did a TikTok on that actually. But Lux I was going to do, but Damien hated it. I was like, okay, well, the other one is this, so it has to be that. He was like, no, 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 no. And then one day he was like, you know what? Oh, and we had to compromise a little bit. And he's like, you know what? I just know her as that now. So that's her name. And I'm like, okay, great. Because you start calling her, like all you guys all call her name. So when you start calling, he's like, oh, yeah, it's fine now. That's just what she is. But some of the names, I will tell you, because I did a TikTok.
I'll let you know if I would call my kid this.
Okay. Baby girl names I love but won't be using. I didn't put Lux on there because if I don't know, maybe one day if I do have another girl or whatever, I would still like to call her Lux. So I didn't do it. So Gigi, Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E though.
Lenny.
Oh, it's just gone.
It's unusual.
Yeah. Sorry. Coco, Phoenix, Kai.
Phoenix or Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Ugh, Phoenix. I can't say. Kai.
You can't call your kid Phoenix if you can't pronounce the name.
No, my mouth is dry. My mouth is dry.
Phoenix.
My mouth is dry. Kai. Dallas.
K-Y?
No, K-A-I. Dallas or Ryder.
For girls.
Yeah. I like boy names for girls as well. Because I'm pretty sure Ryder is a boy's name.
Yeah.
But I really like boy names for girls. So they were the other names.
How do you say Phoenix?
No, don't. My mouth is dry. And it's funny because they are some of them. Damien's like, no, the two American like NFL or sporty teams. And I was like, oh, yeah, true.
Phoenix and Dallas. You're right.
But I kind of like Dallas too. But he was like, nah.
Dallas kind of reminds me of a stripper.
I know, but it's cute. I like Dallas.
Sounds like a showgirl.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have a fucking Jess, Sarah, Kate.
Oh, yeah, but Auntie Rara will not like, oh, Jesus. Yep. You might call your next kid Dallas. Who knows?
Maybe.
So I can't say anything.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Ciao. Well, we actually, you'll still hear me because we've literally bulk recorded every episode for like the next 8 episodes except for one, which Sarah's doing by herself in a couple of weeks. But you'll still hear me, and then I will come back fresh and we will record at the end of May.
You know what? You might not.
Maybe not, but at the end of May, we will be releasing a birth and like how my life is going update, and then we'll have a season break for 2 weeks in June.
You might be like, Sarah, fuck that, want to be a stay-at-home mum. Peace out.
I doubt it, but okay.
Could happen.
Highly doubt it.
Why? Maybe.
I'll be bored fucking out of my brains. No way.
You will not be bored.
I won't be bored, but like I can still bring her to the studio. There is a room out there that is kind of soundproof. I've already like said, I'm so lucky. Like Damien's like, if there's any days I have to take off, you just have to let me know and I will look after her. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, it's my daughter. I can look after her. I'm like, are you positive? He's like, it's fine. So I will. It's fine. Like I said, I'm so lucky that I have a partner who is willing to help.
Very lucky. Mm.
Extremely lucky. My sister, she even said the other day, oh, I can't wait. Because I said to her, oh, our dog. It was like one of those really, really hot days. It's like 38. And the dog was on the balcony. And I messaged her at like 10:30. I'm like, oh my God, Sienna's been outside for a couple of hours. Can you go over and like grab her? I can't wait to have these messages when it's about her that I can look after her. I was like, oh. That's what I mean. I'm like, lucky I've got help.
Yep.
Yeah. Far out. I literally nearly said her full name.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
Fuck off. I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah. Lucky it rhymes with another name that's similar.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying. I've cried at the start already. I'm not going to cry, but very excited.
You're nearly on maternity leave.
Yeah. One more full day and I'm done. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
It's us again. We're back. It's Tully and Sarah. And if you don't know, we have an activewear brand called Tully Lou.
And we have Australia's favourite leggings, but not only do we have leggings, we've got hoodies, we've got outerwear.
We've got everything that you may need for an active lifestyle. So we want to give you guys an offer if you've never shopped at Tully Lou or if you've shopped at Tully Lou
and you just want $15 off your next order.
You need to take this offer
and it's TL Cherry, all caps, all one word. And pop that in at checkout and you will get $15 off.
So head to our website. It's www.tallyloo.com or head to our Instagram, stalk our page, use the code and let's get you all in some TL.
And welcome to the family.